Brock gets a first down. The Tigers continue their drive down to the 23-yard line, trailing by four. Quint Brock sends a man in motion. Now Davis will come back, and they'll change the play based on the Plymouth defense. Brock, option play, going to keep it. Again, he's got the good yardage inside the 20, down to the 15, marking down at the 14-yard line. That's a 9-yard gain and a first down for the Tiger quarterback.
Boy, like when Quentin just takes that ball and follows his lead block, a lot of good things happen when that happens. Quentin just really good in open space.
Clock continues to churn. Passes 11 minutes left to go in the football game. Quint with the ball to the left hash mark. Wide side of the field is right. Brock up the middle. Good carry. Fitzpatrick inside the 10. Down to the 7-yard line. First and goal, Tigers. Taylor Fitzpatrick, man, he wants to play. We said it earlier. He's serious.
Definitely showing. Just you talk about like a runner that runs angry.
Yes. First and goal. Warsaw quickly to the ball, 7-yard line. Fitzpatrick again across the 5-yard line, down to the 3. That's a gain of 4. You get the feeling Warsaw wants to run quickly to the line of scrimmage and keep Plymouth on their heels. Warsaw looking for the lead with 10:15 left to go. Warsaw with 3 fumbles lost in the game. Plymouth has scored 17 points off of those turnovers. I believe all 3 were inside the Tiger 30-yard line. Quentin Brock under center from the 3, hands off Fitzpatrick. Hit at the 2, struggles forward, and they will stop him at about the 2-yard line. It'll be third down and goal from the 2.
Just been tough sledding inside this 10-15 yards. Credit Plymouth's defense.
Again, the wide side of the field is the right side with the ball on the left hash mark. Let's see if Warsaw wants to try to work toward that northeast corner of the end zone here at Fisher Field. Because right now there isn't a Plymouth defender out on that side at all. Extra blocking back in. Quentin Brock under center takes a snap. He hands off Fitzpatrick to the goal line. Touchdown! Touchdown, Tigers! Dalen Fitzpatrick with 9:06 to go has given Warsaw the lead. It's 19-17.
Just a steady dose of Fitzpatrick there. That is just tough running. Like I said, he runs hard. A well-deserved touchdown there by Fitzpatrick.
Now a very important point after here. Mason Smythe signaling over to the sideline that they're a player short.
Yeah, just this sort of stuff. It's just not typical for a Warsaw team.
No.
Just stuff just out of sorts.
Nope, not at all. Vilma to accept the pass back from Habegger. There it is, perfect snap, perfect set, and the kick is blocked again. 2 blocked kicks by Plymouth here in the game, and they stay within 2. It's 19-17 with 9:06 to play. We're back after this 30-second break on News Now Warsaw. Plymouth has blocked 2 Tiger kicks in the football game tonight. That could be a big deal because it keeps Plymouth within 2, 19-17.
And again, just uncharacteristic stuff happening tonight for Warsaw. You just don't typically see that. Fumbles, block kicks, guys just not sure where to go.
So now Smythe will kick off, and it's deep, and it's going to stay in the field of play. It's picked up by Fernando, and he gets tripped up behind the 20-yard line back at the 15. Egoff with the tackle. That ball hit at the 1 yard line, Andy, and popped straight up like your nine iron does.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure about that, but how about a typical nine iron? Mine tend to. Well, we won't get into that.
They're going to put the ball down at the 16-yard line. 9:02 left to play in the football game. Warsaw 19 and Plymouth 17. Can the Tiger defense do their part now? And how does Adam Handley call this stretch? From his own 16, Ramirez fakes the handoff, keeps it, turns upfield, and gets across the 20-yard line. Give him 5 yards to the 21. Schultz and Gabrich on the tackle. Second down and five coming up for the Rockies, who are 3-2 on the season. It's the first time since 2019 that they've won three games. That year, John Barron was their coach. They went 9-3. Second down and five. Ramirez waves Millizer from right to left. He will hand off to Hollum, and Hollum will be dragged down after a short gain. Cohen Heady on the tackle at the 23-yard line. Sets up third down and three.
And they've run that off tackle out of the shotgun formation a lot tonight. And for the most part, Warsaw has handled it well. It'd be nice to see if we can get off the field here in three.
Well, I don't know what Jake Horn has dialed up for this play, but might be a time to run your people up there and see if you can get a stop in the backfield. Ramirez standing at his 19-yard line, fakes the handoff, starts forward, got hit. He's going to be snowed under back near the 20-yard line. They did send extra people that time, Andy, and it's a loss back to the 20, and it's fourth down, and Plymouth is going to send on their punt team.
And that's a huge play for the Tiger defense, getting three and out in that situation with 7 minutes left in the game. Not playing especially, up to normal standards. That's a huge play by our defense.
Tristan Wilson drops back to receive this kick. Ramirez will kick with the wind, standing at his 8-yard line. Again, Plymouth, as Will Shepard, I know, is listening and watching. Chicanery is occurring. They move their people now to the middle. And they snap it back to Ramirez, and he'll kick a kick that's very high and very short. It's going to land at the Tiger 49-yard line and roll straight out of bounds into the Tiger bench at the 49-yard line. 6:47 left to play in the game. A three and out for the Tiger defense. And now Warsaw takes over the chance to take control of this game.
And take control we can. With 6 minutes and 47 seconds left in the game, boy, if we can melt some clock, run the ball, 3-4 yards a carry, that'd go a long way. In baseball, you talk about insurance runs. Late in the game, you're up 3-2. Those insurance runs maybe take it to 5-2 or 5-2. If we can score here, even a field goal, make me feel a lot better about this game.
From the 49 of the Rockies, first down and 10 for Quint Brock in the offense. Brock will fake the handoff and turn upfield. He's to the 45 and spins backwards and goes down at the 43. A 6-yard gain for the Tiger quarterback. Warsaw with three fumbles, and all the Plymouth points have been scored on the ensuing possession.
Boy, I like that play. That fake handoff, Quinton just follows that lead blocker through that hole. They've run it a handful of times tonight, and it paid off.
Quinton's going to be really close here to keeping this ball and ducking outside like he did last week at Concord. Plymouth starting to gather in the middle of the field. Second down and four. Brock hands off. Duncan dives over the pile and dives over the 40-yard line. And he's going to be really close to the first down, and they are calling it a first down. Given to the 39-yard line. First down, Tigers. 6 minutes left to go in the game. Warsaw 19, Plymouth 17. Misha Walker comes in here next Friday. That'll be the final home game of the season. It's pink out night. It's senior night. That's the final regular season home game before road trips to Napanee and Middlebury to end the regular season. Brock now will take his time, play clock at 8, making sure everybody's where they're supposed to be. And they run it up the middle with Brock, who keeps it and gets good yardage. He's got 9 yards down to the 30-yard line. 3 Plymouth players tackled Brody Duncan, and even in the binoculars, I couldn't see the ball. The rain is beginning to accumulate on our windshield. That's adding to the challenge.
We need those wipers.
Yeah, we do. Well, we need somebody down there with just a squeegee to turn around and just do a shrimp, shrimp, and then give us a clear view again. Gain of 9, second down and 1. 4:55 left. Brock this time hands off to Duncan, and he's got the first down. Inside the 30, down to the 26-yard line. That's a 5-yard gain, and another first down for the Tigers. And the clock continues to move from 4:48 left to go here in the fourth quarter.
This drive, the offense seems to be clicking just a little bit better than they have all night.
Ball in the middle of the field. Warsaw heading toward the north end of Fisher Field into a wind that is gusting well over 30 miles an hour. Jim Brenneman is wiping off the window for us. Brock, hands off. Duncan, no gain. Now give him a yard. They gave him a yard to the 25. We thank you, sir. We appreciate your service to the broadcast.
Actually helped.
It did. At first, I was not 100% sure it was going to, but it did. He's coming up. Again, he's using a seat. We're good. Thank you. Second down and 9. Under 4 minutes left to go in the game. Warsaw 19, Plymouth 17. The Rockies haven't been this close to beating the Tigers in 5 years. Warsaw has won the last 4. An entire class of Rockies went through their 4 years and never beat the Tigers. Hand off up the middle. Fitzpatrick gets inside the 25. Down to the 23. Fitzpatrick now for the game, 15 carries for 52 yards.
And you got to think, if we can get a first down here, that'll force Plymouth to use timeouts. And
they've already burned one.
Yes, they have.
So they're down to 2 left. Again, all this has been done between the guards. Third down, and we'll call it 7 from the Plymouth 23, Warsaw leading by 2. Brock under center, takes the snap, he's going to keep it. He'll turn upfield, he'll be hit, and he won't go much of anywhere. He'll get stopped at the 22, and Plymouth is going to take a timeout right here. Timeout Rockies right here, their second. 2:50 left to go in the game. Warsaw leads by 2 and facing fourth down when we come back after this on News Now Warsaw. A moment of truth in this football game where there have already been several. 2:50 left to play, fourth quarter. Warsaw 19, Plymouth 17. Fourth down and 5 coming up for Warsaw. At the Rocky 21-yard line, and the offense is on the field for Bart Curtis. Warsaw's got to get the ball to the 16-yard line to get a first down. Otherwise, they get Plymouth the ball back with a chance to go down and win the game. Brock, quick throw over the middle. Got a man wide open. Grady Nelson, touchdown. Grady Nelson was wide over the middle, and Quinn Brock found him right up the hash marks. Warsaw leads by 8 with 2:45 to go. What a play.
And you're right, there was nobody around Grady. Great throw, great catch. That's a huge, huge touchdown by Warsaw.
But now, the extra point. Warsaw needs to make the extra point here. They could make it a 9-point game. Or are they going for 2?
Going
the
for
offense
2.
Is on the field.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is.
They don't trust the field goal process. Brock for 2. Oh, he fumbled the ball, and he's going to be tackled back at the 6-yard line. So the Tigers do not score. With 2:45 left, Plymouth is down 25-17, but the Tigers are up by 8 when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Austin Elder on the stat machine again tonight, 25-17. Warsaw goes for 2, and the snap went right through Quentin Brock's hands. Tried to pick it up. He did pick it up. And Plymouth was right there to throw him to the ground at the 6-yard line. And now Warsaw with 2:45 left has got to keep Plymouth out of the end zone and away from a 2-point conversion. Smythe the kickoff. Line drive kick, and this one's going to be into the end zone. That might be his best kick of the season. Mason Smythe with a touchback into a hurricane force wind, and Plymouth will have to go 80 yards to score in the final 2:45.
Boy, we talk about drives of the game. If we talk about drives of the game on defense, this is the time.
For sure.
You know?
For sure. Plymouth over there looking around. Do they have what it takes to go down the field? They certainly have the people to do it. But they haven't driven long for touchdowns in this game.
No.
They started at the Warsaw 32 for a touchdown, at the Warsaw 32 for a field goal, and at the Warsaw 23 for a touchdown. Ramirez, empty backfield, throws it as far as he can down the field, got a man wide open. It's caught by Jose Fernando, and he's across the 45-yard line, out to the 46. That's a 26-yard pickup to the 5'7", 145-pound junior. 2:39 left. Warsaw's lead is 8. That's a huge first down play.
Yeah, and he just kind of got lost in that secondary. I don't know if someone maybe missed coverage or something, but he was wide open.
It's like nobody knew he was there.
Right.
From the 46. Melizer across the formation, goes all the way in motion. They're going to throw a screen pass. No, they can throw it down the field, and it's caught by Graydon Metzger, and Metzger's into Tiger territory. He's at the 39-yard line. Now their first down for Plymouth, 2:13 left. Plymouth needs a touchdown and a 2-point conversion to tie the game. And they've thrown two beautiful pass plays to get them to the Tiger 39. It's a quarterback draw. Ramirez up the middle. Bounces off a man at the 35 to the 30. 25, 20, breaks a tackle and falls down at the 15-yard line. 24-yard run by the quarterback, Xander Ramirez. And with 1:53 left, Plymouth is at the Tiger 15, and the clock runs again as they set the chains. Warsaw will take timeout. The Warsaw defense has given up 65 yards in 3 plays, and Plymouth is on the verge of getting to within 2.
And Plymouth's offense hasn't looked this good since their first drive, so I'm not sure what's going on. But
what's going on is Warsaw's going to have to figure this thing out in a hurry, or they're going to have to defend 3 yards that could tie the game.
Yeah.
What a game. What a crazy game it's been.
Just like you said earlier, it's just been weird.
It's been weird from the start, and it feels like the weirdest part of it is still to come. The ball is on the 15-yard line on the near hash mark. So the wide side of the field will be left. Warsaw's going to have to – somebody's going to have to make a big play here for the Tigers.
Yep.
Again, Plymouth needs 8. So they need a touchdown and a 2-point conversion. Ramirez standing right on the 20. Hollum a step in front of him and to his left. Ramirez takes a snap, rolling left, looking, plenty of time. Going to take off at the 15, at the 10, turns upfield and gets pushed out of bounds. How far did he get? He got inside the 5-yard line. I think that's a first down. Bud Wolf started to point first down. And it is first and goal for Plymouth with 1:44 left to go.
Just a quarterback keeper there. No one was really open. Credit our secondary, but credit their quarterback scrambling for that first down.
And again, you said it right. Man-to-man coverage, so nobody on that side of the field knew that he took off till it was too late. From the 5, ball now on the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is right. 2 wideouts on the near side. Tight formation in the middle. Hollum to the right of Ramirez. Warsaw showing blitz. Here they come. Ramirez keeps it. Turns upfield at the 5. Gets behind a lineman and gets down toward the goal line. And again, he's just short. It's a gain of 4. And it will be second and goal from the 1 clock down to 1:28 left.
And depending on how you look at this, precious seconds are ticking off the clock.
Well, I don't think Warsaw cares so much about that, because Warsaw really is not an offense built to go big play that way. Right now, they just want to stop Plymouth from scoring. They snap it back to Ramirez. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. He dives forward. He didn't make it. He didn't make it. He stopped with 1:03, and the clock continues to move. Hedy and Flores Ortega in there on the stop, and the ball is 3 or 4 inches away from the goal line. It's third and goal with 50 seconds, and the clock continues to move.
So do you just bring everybody here?
Yes.
I think you do.
Two wide outs to the wide side, which is to the right. Ramirez will go under center. Quarterback sneak, dives forward. He's in, touchdown. With 34 seconds to play, Plymouth is a two-point conversion away from tying the game.
And this is really it. I mean, they make it, we more than likely head to overtime. If they don't get it here, game is essentially over. This is the time. This is the time for our defense to step up. Just haven't looked in sync. Both sides of the ball just at times shown flashes, but now's the time. And we got a timeout.
Plymouth's going to take a timeout with 33.9 left. Plymouth with a chance to tie the game. And how big were those two blocked extra points right now?
Well, we said it at the time. Those little things could come back. It was the false starts, too.
Yes, two false starts. Yep, for sure. What a game. We've had some classic Plymouth-Warsaw games like this over the years. Twice it's gone to overtime. There was the wide left game a few years back.
Is it still too soon for that?
No.
No?
No. Well, I mean, it's very pertinent because if this game goes to overtime,
oh, I know.
Warsaw stops them, they'll have to defend the onside kick. The Warsaw defense jogs back out onto the field. The Plymouth offense huddled up. Ball in the middle of the field, 3 yards for 2 points to tie the game. Ramirez, wings on either side, sends Fernando in motion. Ramirez rolling left, throws to the back of the end zone, and it is caught for two. It's caught for a two-point conversion, and Plymouth has tied the football game. The catch was made by Graydon Metzger. And it's 25-25 with 33.9 to go.
And that was a great play call, just rolling the quarterback out to the left, have a couple receiver options, found one. He also had an option to run that ball in. Credit to Plymouth there for coming back in that last drive, tying it up at 25. Yep.
What a crazy game. Plymouth goes 80 yards in 2 minutes and 12 seconds.
Man. Didn't have that one on my bingo card tonight.
No. 2:12. That could be the drive of the game, depending on what happens. Warsaw now will get the kickoff.
So if we can get a good return, I'm just saying.
Yep.
If we can get a good return, maybe a chunk play on offense. And I know it's into the wind, but.
Warsaw has 5 guys up at the front. 2 guys back deep. Tristan Wilson on the far hash mark. And Tucker Reed on the near. Carrillo will kick off, ball in the hash, or in the X at the 40-yard line. And he'll jog to the ball, and he'll drive a low drive kick down the field, and it skips through into the end zone. Touchback. Warsaw will take over from the 20 with 33.9 left and a 25-25 football game.
And if you're Plymouth, that's exactly what you wanted to happen there. Kick the ball through the end zone, prohibiting a return. now Warsaw will have to go 80 yards in 34 seconds. Not necessarily 80 yards. I take that back.
And they'll have to do
field goal range.
Into the wind, and they'll have to do it without Drew Sullivan at quarterback. Not that Quentin Brock can't do this. He certainly can. But when you put him at quarterback, he can't play in his other position and have a chance to receive a pass. And it's not a night to be trying fancy things like the hook and lateral. So we'll see how Bart Curtis wants to handle this. Curtis runs a reverse. Plymouth sniffs it out. And here comes Evan Davis, and he got pushed out of bounds, but not late. He'll get 6 yards. Oh, check that. I said Evan Davis. I was wrong. It was Tucker Reed. Reed to the 26. That play took 6 seconds. There are now 27.3 left.
And now you can actually see the rain and the lights with the wind blowing it through.
Yeah, the conditions aren't going to get better as the night goes along. But the remnants of Hurricane Helene coming all the way into our area. Which doesn't happen a lot. Certainly not with this kind of force. And now Warsaw is going to take timeout. Warsaw will take their final timeout. No mistakes here. 27 seconds left to play in the game in regulation. It's been a while since Warsaw has played an overtime game. We'll dig the history book out and look at that for you.
So if you're Warsaw, you probably, I don't want to say play it safe, but you stick with what got you here, you know, run the ball, and maybe, just maybe, you can pop one.
Okay, I can answer the question for you. The last time Warsaw played an overtime game was 2014. That was against Concord, and it went double overtime. So that's been a while ago, been 10 years. And Warsaw will take a knee. Victory formation. Neither team can stop the clock, and we are heading to overtime. If you're unfamiliar with high school overtime, each team gets the ball at the opponent's 10-yard line. 4 plays to try to score. At the end of the second possession, whoever has the most points wins, or we keep going, like a baseball inning would. 25-25. Warsaw and Plymouth headed to extra time.
So conventional wisdom here says if you win the coin toss, you want to choose defense first so you know what you have to do.
That's generally the way everybody handles it. Not always, but most of the time.
Boy, credit Plymouth. Can't say that enough. They've come out, you know, you said it earlier, 2 years ago, it was 70-0. I was here for that game. It was unreal. And, boy, what a stark contrast 2 years ago.
And again, the defense put into a position to secure the victory and can't do it.
Yep.
They just could not. Plymouth with 2 long passes. Again, the defense just looked incredibly unorganized. They do not bring the captains out for this part. The coaches participate in this coin flip. That looks like Plymouth won the toss just by the way everybody's acting down there. As soon as the coin hit the ground, everybody looked at it, and then everybody looked at the Plymouth head coach. And it is really raining now.
Yep.
It's raining and harder than it has all night, and it's going to rain harder than this the whole time. Most of the time, they run these things toward the scoreboard end. It doesn't really matter. The play clock matters. The game clock will sit at 0. And they are going to the south end. And that's where this will play out. Warsaw.
Looks like we'll be on offense first.
We'll be on offense first. 10 yards, 4 plays. You can kick a field goal at the end of it. You can go for 2 if you score a touchdown. If you don't score, Plymouth can win the game right there.
So it's a condensed college overtime.
Yes. Instead of getting the ball at, what, the 25?
25, yeah.
Which is silly. I hate that. Warsaw will choose to put the ball on the right hash mark, which is the side closest to the Tiger bench. It's been an incredible game. For the first time in 10 years, Warsaw in overtime. Quinn Brock starting tonight for the injured Drew Sullivan. Has wings on either side. Egoff in tight on the formation, but out to the right. Duncan is the fullback, and Brody's going to get it, and he's going to dive forward and get a yard to the nine. Quentin's going to look at the film and realize that everybody from Plymouth sold out on the fullback.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If he turns and keeps that ball, and he'll score on the outside.
Yep, I noticed that too.
Warsaw's student section gathering along the railing to get as close as they can to the action. The Plymouth students have left the bleachers, and they are standing at the goal line in the southeast corner of Fisher Field. Second down from the 9-yard line. Brock goes under center. Duncan behind him. Option play. Quentin keeps it. Turns upfield inside the 5. Down near the 2-yard line. He's down at the 1. 8-yard run for Quentin Brock. Third down and goal for the Tigers at the 1-yard line.
And that's that same fake to the fullback and where Quentin follows that lead block. It's worked. It's, you know, we're getting 6, 7, 8 yards a pop there. And it worked there. Boy, this is a huge play.
Well, what'll be interesting will be to see if Warsaw doesn't make it here, what Bart Curtis does. Well, My guess is he'll go for it. Hopefully the Tigers can punch it in. Third down in the yard, and everybody on the field, all 22 players gathered up in the middle. Quentin Brock takes the snap, hands off. Duncan dives the goal line, touchdown. Brody Duncan scores a touchdown from 1 yard out in overtime, and the Tigers have the lead, at least for the moment.
We needed that touchdown, and we got it. Good play call there. Just push that Plymouth defensive line backwards.
And Warsaw is going to go for the field goal here.
Boy, let's see if Mason can just all he needs to do with the wind at his back is just pop this ball in the air.
Yeah, but he's got to get the ball up.
That's what I mean. Just
here we go. Snap, spot, kick is away, and it is good. Tigers take the lead, 32-25, here in overtime on the 1 yard run by Brody Duncan.
Well, the defense had its chance with 2 minutes and 50 seconds left. In regulation, they have another chance right now. And instead of an 80-yard field, they have to defend 10 yards, so that maybe that could be a blessing. You know, condense that field a little bit, but let's see if the defense can win the game for us today.
And I would be stunned if Plymouth doesn't score on their 4 plays that they go for 2.
Oh, I agree.
Go for the win.
Totally agree. You said in the pregame, that's kind of been the trend.
It is. But it hasn't worked out for many teams.
Well.
So we'll see how this goes. Plymouth needs a touchdown and at least an extra point, down by 7 here in OT. And Plymouth is going to go full house backfield. They've got Millhauser to the right, Hollum to the left of Ramirez, and they're both back at the 14-yard line. Hand off to Hollum, trying right, stumbles and goes down. Grady Nelson grabbed him around the ankles, and this time he was sure about it. 2nd and 10.
And I know Grady dragged him down, but you have to wonder if maybe that wet turf played some part in that tackle. It looked like his feet gave out from under him.
The rain coming down in sheets, blowing right into the faces of the Tiger defenders. 2nd down for Plymouth. Everybody who has stayed is transfixed on what's happening at the south end of Fisher Field. Hollum to the left of Ramirez. Takes the snap, play action fake, looking left, throws over the middle, wide open, touchdown. Metzger again, he scores, and Plymouth is within 1. And now let's see what Adam Handley wants to do.
You'd think so. You would think that they're going to go for 2.
A 10-yard pass, Ramirez to Metzger.
And Metzger was in that slot position. Somehow again, we've seen it once or twice before tonight. Somehow that receiver just found himself wide open.
And Plymouth is keeping the offense. Well, no, hold on. There's the kick. There's the kicker running out into the huddle. And he's got the tee with him. I'd be stunned if they kicked it.
Me too.
He's going to turn around and run back out.
Nope.
This is the game. Barring a defensive penalty, Plymouth can win it with two, or they can lose it with two. Plymouth has played a great game tonight. And now they are 3 yards away from the signature victory that they've been looking for all season long. Ramirez, timeout. Plymouth took a timeout to set up what they wanted to do, and now Jake Cowhorn and Bart Curtis take timeout. They wanted to see how Plymouth was lined up. Again, Warsaw has won the last four in this series by an average of 37 points per game. And it comes down to 3 yards to determine the winner of this game.
And you just had that feeling when the game first started that we weren't going to win this by 37.
No.
You know?
Well, you can't. Again, Warsaw has made too many mistakes. Yep. Three fumbles that led to 17 Plymouth points. Two blocked extra points for the Tigers tonight. And again, a lot of missed tackles. But it comes down to this. Warsaw can still win the game. They just have to make this play. Ramirez has been terrific tonight. Plymouth deploys. Three wide outs to the right, one to the left. Hollum to the right of Ramirez. Here we go. Takes the snap, looking left, under pressure. He's going to run away from it. He's going to dive to the end zone. He's in. Touchdown. Plymouth comes pouring out onto the field from the far sidelines. They have come to Fisher Field on this rainy, windy Friday night, and they have beaten the Warsaw Tigers 33-32.
Incredible. That's all I could, that's all you can say. They came in, and again, I said it in the pregame, you know, you hear whispers all week, you know, how bad is this going to be? You know, how much are we going to win by? No, this is a different Plymouth team. Try to tell people this is a different Plymouth team, and it showed.
Warsaw now organizes for the handshake line. The Tigers are beaten at home here by the Plymouth Rockies for the first time in 5 years. Plymouth beats Warsaw 33-32 in overtime. Postgame coverage begins after this on News Now Warsaw.